Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. My name is Mike Whitmer, and I entitled today's reading, Welcomed Home by God. After Sherman Smith recruited DeLon McCullough to play American football for Miami University, he grew to love him and became the father DeLon never had. DeLon had great admiration for Sherman and aimed to become the man he was. Decades later, when DeLon tracked down his birth mom, she shocked him with the news. Your father's name is Sherman Smith. Yes, that Sherman Smith. Coach Smith was stunned to learn he had a son, and DeLon was stunned that his father figure was literally his father. The next time they met, Sherman hugged DeLon and said, My son. DeLon had never heard that from a father. He knew Sherman was saying it from a place of, I'm proud. This is my son. And he was overwhelmed. We too should be overwhelmed by the perfect love of our Heavenly Father. John writes in 1 John chapter 3, See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. We're as dumbfounded as DeLon, who didn't dare think someone like Sherman could be his dad. Is it really true? John insists, yes, that is what we are. If you believe in Jesus, his father is also your dad. You may feel orphaned, alone in the world, but the truth is, you have a father, the only perfect one, and he's proud to call you his child. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for being our dad. Help us live as your child. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.